Hey, you weren't at work today, and, well, I thought that kind of wasn't like you. And you gave me your address a while back when I was doing Christmas cards, and so, is this weird, me dropping in like this? I mean, I can go if you want. Well, can I come in then? So is everything okay? I don't want to be presumptuous, but you don't look very sick. No, I'm not going to rat you out or anything. You think I haven't taken a mental health day or two? Of course I can tell. I think I've known you a while, you know? You're dealing with something. I know what it's like. You start getting all quiet, keeping your conversations all business. And then you don't realise it, but people think maybe you're mad at them or that you're being aloof. But really, you just can't deal. Hell, I even thought you were mad at me for a couple of days. But then I realised. And so you take a sick day. You get paid time off, so why not? And you think, I'm just going to take today to relax. Maybe watch something, or play a video game, or read, or anything to clear the mind. But then the thoughts start creeping in. Should I have taken today off? Am I making things worse? And you end up just sitting there, not relaxing, not making things better for yourself. Just stewing. You didn't get anything done to make things better, and that makes you just withdraw, which makes you feel worse because you're still not doing anything, and oh God, and it just loops and loops and loops. You're overwhelmed because you're not getting anything done, and you're not getting anything done because you're overwhelmed. And the meds work most of the time. And other times you might as well be taking a fucking breath mint. And sometimes the exercises and stuff from therapy, hard as you try, it just, like, you want it to work, but in the moment, yeah, not so much. How do you think I know? And no, I'm not a psychic. Plus, the Netflix menu is on, but you haven't picked a movie. How long has that been up on the screen? Mm-hmm. And that rut in the middle of your couch? Well, that tells a story. You've just been there for hours, haven't you? Plus, sometimes at work, I can see you counting the seconds in your breaths. The whole 4-7-8 thing. Yeah. Been that one a while myself. Why don't you sit back down? I mean, we're friends, right? Or at least friendly. So that's why I'm here. Are you hungry? When's the last time you ate something? That sounds familiar. I'll order you something. It's on me. No, shh. No, I said I'll order you something. Now look at me for a second. Come on. Don't look away. Just look at me. You're not alone. And whatever you're going through, you need to remind yourself that you've got other people who can look out for you. Because I know what that's like too. You're afraid of being a burden. You're afraid of asking too much. Afraid that if you bring up your troubles, you'll, I don't know, kill the vibe or some bullshit. But there's nothing wrong with asking for help. And people care about you. I don't just show up at all my co-workers' houses, you know? And even now, I can tell you're still kind of riding that feedback loop. I know, I know, I know. It's hard to pull yourself out of. And then sometimes all it takes is a kind word or a friendly face or something more. And I know that doesn't make it go away entirely. There's no silver bullet that just cures you. You're never done with it. That's the struggle. But just because you had a bad day, maybe it doesn't have to be a bad night. Hey. Hey. You're looking away again. I'm right here. We both needed that. And it's okay to feel however you're feeling right now. But it's also okay to feel better. I can't promise that I'm gonna make it all better. Because we both know. Doesn't work that way. But at least I can make you feel better right now. Maybe make us both feel better. Or at the very least, I can distract you just for a while. You want to know a secret? I'm not wearing anything under this dress. See? Sometimes all it takes is thinking about something else. Why don't you get a little closer to the edge of the couch and get those jeans down and help me get this dress off? Shh. Hey. Just keep looking at me. Touch me if you want. I'm right here. For you. Don't get pulled away by your thoughts. I know it can be hard. And apparently, so can something else. So maybe I'm having the effect I wanted. You just relax. Let those shoulders down. Whatever's on your mind, we'll talk all about it, I promise. But right now, let's focus on something else. Get those pants just a little lower. Let yourself breathe. Relax. Move your legs apart. Just a bit. Why do you think I'm tying my hair back? Now, lean back a bit. That's it. Relax. You deserve to enjoy yourself. It's okay. Let yourself stop worrying. Close your eyes. I just feel my mouth. My tongue, my hand on those balls. Feel anything else other than what you've been feeling all day. Now, I'm going to go just a bit deeper, okay? Why don't you get that shirt off? Because I'm about to get into your lap. See? This is the part I love. Not feeling your cock go in. I mean, that part's nice too. Don't get me wrong. Oh, don't worry, we'll get to that part. But I mean... That feeling of just skin on skin, feeling your body against someone else's, the warmth, the closeness, I guess you could call it. I don't know about you, but it's hard to feel troubled when you've got that. But now... we can get to that part, because I can tell you're aching for it. And if I'm being honest, so am I. You ready? Also a little bit for me. Just focus on me. Yes, and I'll focus on you. Now we're making each other feel. I know what it's like. Oh, yeah. Wishing anyone would just come along and make you feel better, make you feel more like yourself. Well, I'm here now. Shh, get those hands on me. Whatever you're feeling right now, it's okay. It's okay. I'm not going anywhere. Do you want me to go a bit faster? Are you getting close? On me. My eyes are right here. Well, my boobs are down there if you want to look at those. Just as long as you're looking at me, okay? Just feel this moment, okay? Just you and me. And I'm going to be here all night if you want to listen. To talk, or whatever else you might want. I might even call in sick too and stay here tomorrow. Because I think there's a bug going round the office. Maybe we can't fix everything. Maybe there's no such thing as all the way better. Maybe there doesn't have to be. We can at least work on it a little bit at a time. I'll confess something. I kind of planned this. I've got a change of clothes in the car and everything. But I'm not going anywhere right now. First, because I want to listen. And second, because I think your neighbours saw me taking my panties off in my car. So, I guess I'm going to be here all night.